This episode of the Rap IQ podcast is brought to you by Avery Dennison's Supreme Defense Matte PPF. This film can change the look of a vehicle color from gloss to matte while protecting against rock chips, scratches, and road grime faced during daily commutes. Avery Dennison's Supreme Defense Matte PPF maintains the pristine factory condition of vehicles, is easy to apply, and ensures outstanding aesthetics with a smooth matte finish. For more information, or to order a sample, visit graphics.averydennison.com/PPF. What's up, guys? I'm John Duver, and welcome to the Rap IQ podcast. Glad to be with you here today. Listen, guys, there's four different genres of the Rap IQ podcast. First and foremost is a full-length episode. That's where me and Blake get together and we drive home a good point, try to drop some nuggets on you guys. Second is when we have guests on the show where we bring in somebody that's successful or they have something to share with us that can help us in the long run. Third is a product launch episode. If you have a product that you would like to get launched, that you want to get some press on it, give us a call on the podcast hotline, 314-596-2676. Tell us about it, and we'll get you on the show. And fourth is what I'm going to do today. It's called the Straight to the Point. Nice, short episode that drives home a point that I feel is important, but that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do a straight to the point. So today what I want to talk about is very simple. It's something that really means a lot to me because I've made some big changes in my life dealing with this particular topic over the last 5 or so years, even 10 years. And without making these changes, I don't think I would be where I am today in my life. And that is surrounding yourself with positive people, people with positive mindsets, people that want to move in the direction that you are moving in, people that are going to be a positive influence on you, people that you can share your wins with, people that you can ask questions and they don't look at you as an idiot for asking maybe a very simple question. Surrounding yourself with positive people. That is my message for you today, and that's what I want to talk about today. There are people in your life right now, as you listen to this podcast, that you're thinking of that are not positive influences on your life. It could be a friend, it could be a coworker, it could be a boss, a manager, someone that's on your team that you're in charge of, that you're a team leader of. So it could be anybody. It could be a girlfriend. It could be any sort of influence in your life, but they're bringing negativity into your life. And it's a serious problem. It's an absolute serious problem. You have to find these people. You have to isolate these people. And most importantly, you have to have a conversation with these people. There are people that have been in my life that were negative influences to my trajectory, negative influences to what I was doing, people that didn't have my back. And like having my back and supporting me is very black and white to me. There's not a lot of gray area when it comes to that. Either you have my back and you support my vision and you support the direction I'm going, or you don't. It's that simple. Loyalty is very, very black and white when it comes to dealing with myself. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I think that, if you have someone in your life that is bringing negativity into your life, that is complaining about every little thing all the time, the sky is falling type mentality, that's the type of person you got to push them back. You got to push them back. You got to put them in check to start. And putting them in check is one of the hardest things that you could possibly do because, a lot of people are Mr. Nice Guy. A lot of people don't want to ruffle feathers. A lot of people just want to, go with the flow and chill out. Have a good time. Don't want to, anyone, you avoid conflict, that type of thing. Well, not me, not in this point in my life. At this point in my life, I'm the one that's going to step up and I'm going to say, hey, listen, I don't need that negativity in my life. I don't need you. Yeah, I want you to really audit how you talk to me and the topics that we talk about, because a lot of the things that you talk about are negative. whether you see it or not, my perception is reality. So it's important that you understand that when you do come to me and have a conversation with me, I perceive it as being negative because you're complaining. You're horizontally complaining. You're not talking to the manager. You're not talking to the boss. You're not talking to the owner. You're talking to me, right? In my case, it's a little bit different because I am the owner of the company. But my point is, if you have someone in your life that is talking like that to you, you need to understand you opening your ear up and you allowing these things to transpire, you allow these conversations to happen and you don't put them in check is a huge problem. Because what you're doing is you're enabling that person. You're enabling their negative mentality. You're enabling the fact that they have an outlet to spread their negative thoughts, to talk negatively about people around them, to talk negatively about the processes, about the business, about whatever it may be. And you're enabling that. And for you to sit back and just sit there and be an open ear to that and not put that person in check, it's a problem. And what that does is it cultivates things. I'm a very positive person, a very positive person. I see the positive in most things, if not every single thing that happens in my life, even if it's very bad. There's always something, like you're always learning something, or there's always some sort of positive that comes about with even negative happenings, right? But if you sit down and you don't put these people in check, what that does, even if you're the most positive person in the world, what that does is it plants these negative seeds in your brain. And those seeds, if they're not completely nullified, they will cultivate and they will grow. And those little negative seeds will then turn into something that's larger. And then all of a sudden, you're realizing that you're seeing negatives in the world as opposed to seeing the positives. I am 100%. 99% a positive thinker, always. And the reason that I am able to do that is because I surround myself with positive people all the time. My inner circle, my friend circle, all of the people that are in my life are very positive. And I have made that happen by cutting people out that are negative. And the people that I cut out, it should be noted, like I don't hate these people. It's not something that I wish ill on these people just because I don't call you or text you anymore doesn't mean that I hate you. It doesn't mean I want bad things to happen to you at all. What it does mean is that you're a negative influence on my life. You're bringing negativity into my life. And unfortunately, I won't stand for it. I don't wish ill will on you at all. I just want positivity in my life. And if I pull you aside and I have a conversation with you about how I perceive your direction and I perceive your mood and attitude and what you talk about constantly, and it is negative, and you don't make a change to not bring that negativity towards me, unfortunately, you got to be cut out of my life. And it's okay. Like, you need to understand that it is okay for you to cut people out of your life, whether it be a friend, a family member, someone on social. Social is one of those things where people, they sit there and they look at these negative people posting negative things on their feed, constantly. You see these same people posting all the time and you tolerate it. Well, it's very easy. Social is one of the easiest things to make positive. You click on that top right three dots and you snooze those people for 30 days. Okay, that's the first step I go through. I snooze them for 30 days. If they pop up after 30 days and it comes back to being negative, I block them, period. I don't hate them. I don't want their influence in my life. You can control every single thing you see on social media. If you're smart about it and you take the time to actually control it, you can control it and you can have nothing but positivity on your feed. And if you don't, that's on you. You're in control of it, 100%. What you tolerate is what you tolerate. What you don't tolerate is what you don't tolerate. And I don't tolerate any sort of negativity. There's a list of people that I have snoozed or blocked because I don't tolerate the negativity. Now, a shitty post every once in a while is not negativity. That's real life. Like, that just happens. But if someone continually just talks shit, or someone continually has negative outlooks, someone continually has the sky is falling mentality, those people got to go. You got to surround yourself with positive people, tip of the spear type people, killers, forward thinkers, people that want to win, people that'll relish in your wins with you, as opposed to being like, oh, it must be nice. If someone on your feed ever says, it must be nice, block that person. that dude has the wrong mentality. That woman has the wrong mentality. And those people can take a hike, in my opinion. That is not something that I want in my life. That is not something that you should want in your life. It must be nice. Yeah, it is nice. It is nice busting my ass for 20 years in order to go on this vacation. It is nice to, you know, work 60, 70, 80 hour weeks for a very, very long time and get that grind in to build a business. Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. What you're seeing is the payoff of all this hard work that I put in. And if you don't, if you saw the climb and you still think it must, and you still have the mentality of, oh, it must be nice, you're not my people. You are not my people. And I see that sometimes with old friends, people I've been friends with for a really long time, or maybe people that you've been friends with for a really long time, and you feel obligated to keep these people in your life because you've been friends with them so long. Listen. And I'm a firm believer in this. I heard Howard Stern say this a really long time ago. It says, every 10 years, you are a different person. And I remember being younger. I was probably 20. And I thought to myself, like, man, that's a weird thing to say. You know what I mean? But now I'm approaching 40 and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, I am different. I'm different than when I was 20. I'm certainly different than when I was 30. And now I'm approaching these 40s and I'm still continuing. I see myself at 30 and I laugh. Man, reckless. You're reckless back then. You didn't know what you didn't know, and you were too damn hard-headed and stubborn to know that you didn't know. It's a truth. It is an absolute truth. And it's one of those things that it's very important that you realize that. People that are in your family are another whole different realm of things. Just because they're in your family doesn't mean you have to involve them in every little thing. You don't have to listen to their negativity. You don't have to listen to them say, oh, you work too much, or hey, it must be nice, or oh my gosh, you're going back to the office again. Yes, because they don't see your vision. They don't believe in you possibly. You need to find those people and you need to isolate them. You need to have a conversation with them and you need to talk to them and make them tell them, listen, either you're going to change or we're going to cease to have interaction. That's okay. It is okay. The people in my life are extremely positive. My life is extremely positive. My influence on other people, I try to keep as positive as I possibly can. Now, do I have those friends that we call and we just bitch at each other back and forth? Yes, because sometimes you have to do that. You have to have somebody that you can do that. But I can guarantee you that those people that I do that with, not every conversation is negative. That's just someone I trust in the fact that I can say what I want to say to them when I have to say it, right? Get positive people in your life. Snooze, silence, cut the negativity out. You surround yourself with positive people. Positivity is going to happen. You see that positivity happens. You cultivate that positivity and good things happen to you. You continue tolerating the negative. You cultivate that negative. You enable that negative person. Negative things will continue happening to you. You will view things negatively because it's by osmosis. It happens because you're around negative people. You put positive people in your life. You think positively. You see positive in all things. You end up winning. I guarantee you that it's happened in my life. I can preach to it 100%. And I'm telling you, it started by me taking a stand, putting my foot down, drawing a line in the sand and saying, hey, I don't need your negativity in my life. That's not how I do things. That's not how we do things around here. That's not how I do things in my life. And either you're going to adapt to this or unfortunately, we're going to get cut out of my life. Period. And I'm totally comfortable with the people that are in my life right now. And I'm totally comfortable with people that are no longer in my life. Guys, that's my message for you. Positivity or nothing. Get a positive mindset. Surround yourself with positive people. Get your inner circle. Make sure your inner circle is with the true positive people, not a bunch of fake people. Make sure it's real. Cultivate that and you will end up winning. You will end up winning. With the positive mindset, I want to talk about the Rap IQ membership. This is why I brought about the Rap IQ membership. If you have not heard about the Rap IQ membership, this is a high achieving level of people that are members of the Rap IQ community. This is a forum. This is large group coaching. This is a group of people that are tip of the spear, people that are forward thinkers, people that want to be better, that want to help each other be better. And I'm extremely excited at the success of the membership so far. We just surpassed 200 members, which is absolutely incredible. My goal is 1,000 members in 18 months. So we are moving in that direction extremely fast. I love what's happening with the membership. If you're interested in anything that has to do with the Rap IQ membership, go to rapiq.com and check it out. We are building a cultural revolution in the skilled trade industries. And if you want to be tip of the spear, if you are a killer, if you're out there grinding, if you're out there wanting to be better, this is for you, period. Guys, can't appreciate you enough. I love all the support that we're getting. I love all the voicemails from the podcast hotline. If you guys are interested in leaving a voicemail, you have a topic that you would like to talk about, you have a question for Blake or I, it's 314-596-2676, 314-596-2676. Give us a call. You can text that line as well, and we'll read your text on air. That's all I got today, man. Straight to the point. Much love, guys. Get after it today. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, Blake, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gratitude, bro. I am extremely thankful for all of our listeners.
Yeah, me
too. All the people that support the show, everybody that shares the show. Without all of you guys, I mean, let's be honest, the show wouldn't exist. Well, I mean, it might exist, but clearly it wouldn't be getting the press that it does now.
It would just be you and I talking to each other.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So our listeners are awesome. They kick ass. We are so thankful for them. Also our sponsors, Avery Dennison, Rap Glove, the best application glove on the face of planet Earth. And Design It Wraps Wholesale Division. Without our listeners, our supporters, and our sponsors, the show would not be able to happen. So thank you guys so very much.
Well, and how can people participate?
I'm kind of biased. Do you want to know my biased opinion?
Yeah, what's that?
My biased opinion is going to be the Rap IQ app. That's the best way to participate. That's the best way to get a hold of Blake and I. That is the best way to have a conversation with Blake and I in the forums on the Rap IQ app. And also listen to the latest and greatest episodes. The last four episodes are on the app as well, so you can keep up to date with everything.
And what if you have a question that you would like played on the show itself?
Two things for that. Funny you should ask. Number one, you can call into the podcast hotline, 314-596-2676. That's 314-596-2676. And you can ask your question there, or you can text that number, and Blake will stumble his way through reading your text, which is always entertaining. Or
that
number
is my
two,
promise.
Or number two, you can go onto the Rap IQ app. Go to the forum, go to the podcast thread on the forum, and you can give us put your question in there. You can give us a topic episode, a topic for an episode, et cetera. But those two things are the best two ways to get some info to us so we can put it on the show.
So thank you. And how do you end it?
So thank you. Much love, guys. Get after it today. We'll talk to you soon.
I feel like we need to take it from 2 minutes into 30 seconds.
I don't think so.
I mean, we can just tack it
on. I think you just play this too, and then you end it right now.